Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
now.
Heal me now.
Heal me now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
One more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won the victory. I'll take it one more time. From the depths of our hearts we worship.
You are my refuge and my
a wonder. I don't know why you came here tonight, but he's a wonder. Over every sickness, God is a wonder.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Rama Sandere, Uriya Kaya Masere de Koromasere de Ka, Uriya Mokoria, 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 La Sanderia, Kurianese. Hallelujah, Rama Sanderia, Kuria Master. Hallelujah, we glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Worthy is the Lamb. Uriyama Sandekayama Sidia Kuriyama Sid. Uriyama Kayana Sidi Kiria Nikuyama Sidia Kuria Nisidia Kuya Nekayanekayane. Hallelujah, the Master Dika Yikayamo Sudia Kayama Sid. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you, O God. Hallelujah, we bow down before you, O God. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise your name, Jesus. Uriya ma sandi kaya ma sederia kuriya ma kuya ma sederia ko. Uriya mu kuya li sederia kuriya ma sederia kuru ma sederia kaya ma sederia ko. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the glory. You are the lifter of our heads. Uriya ma sederia ko. Oh, we glorify the Lamb. We glorify the Lamb. We glorify the Lamb. Uriyama sandiriya kuriyama sederiyako. We glorify the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy, 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 worthy. Uriyama kayele keyele setetetere kuriyele setete kayama sederiya kuriyama sederiyako. Oh, yakuya niki, amukuya niki, aniki, 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 aniki. Hallelujah. Lamb of God that taketh away our sins, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name, we worship you. Orea masandiriya, kuriya masandiriya, kaya masandiriya, kaya masandiriya. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise your name. We glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Uriya masandiriyaku. Uriya masandiriyaku. Uriya masandiriyaku. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Oh, Holy Ghost, we bless your name. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst this morning. Oh, we acknowledge your presence, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace. Grace. I know you hear it all the time, but grace and peace, as Apostle Paul always said, be multiplied. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the multiplication of your grace and peace upon each and every one of our lives. Thank you for the multiplication of your grace and peace in our homes. Thank you for the multiplication of the grace and peace in our families. Oh, Lord, multiplication of grace and peace upon the lives of our children. The multiplication of grace and peace. Uriya masse, teriya koriya masse. upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Grace and peace multiplied in this ministry in the name of Jesus. Grace and peace be multiplied in every area of our lives. On our jaws, we release grace and peace. Hallelujah. In our families, we release grace and peace, abundant grace and peace, greater grace and peace. Hallelujah. Of the peace that surpasses all understanding, peace from the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Peace, peace, still, hallelujah. Peace, peace, still, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Oh, we adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your tangible presence in our midst this morning. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We bless your name. Our Father, I just pray this morning that everyone that is listening or that will listen at another time, we feel your tangible sense, oh God. Let it permeate everyone's atmosphere. Let your presence, oh God, wherever they are, oh God, those that are listening, those that were listening at another time, oh God, let them feel the presence of the Holy Ghost in their homes. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit overshadow their homes, overshadow their lives, overshadow the atmosphere, oh God. Charge every atmosphere, oh God, like the atmosphere in your throne room. Let it be charged. Let it be connected in the name of Jesus. Let us worship the Lord in spirit. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him. In, we say no to flesh this morning. We don't worship through emotions. We don't worship through our intellect, but we worship God in spirit and in truth. That means we connect our spirit. Let our spirit be connected to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Let your mind be focused on Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall first upon each and every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Gloria mase te dia, coro mase te dia, coro mase te dia, coya mase. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, ramasa te dia, coro mase te dia, cara mase. Hallelujah, ramasa te dia, coro mase. Hallelujah, ramasa te dia, coro mase te dia, coro mase. Hallelujah, ramasa te dia, coro mase. Hallelujah, re muku ya deke ya deke ya deke ya deke re guru masere deko. We bless your name, we praise you, We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Gloria masederia coromate. Gloria masederia coromate de coromate. Gloria masederia coria masederia co. Gloria masederia coromate de rico. Gloria masederia coromate. Gloria masederia coromate. Gloria masederia coromate de coromate. We bless your name. We praise you. Father, this morning we come to the throne of grace. And we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of a sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. And we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, this morning, we ask for mercy. The mercy, mercy, mercy. We thank you, O God, for your mercy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O Riamasteria, Kuromasteria. O Riamasteria, Kuromase. O Riamasteria, Kuromasteria, Kuromase. Mercy, 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 mercy. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our children and our grandchildren. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our nieces and our nephews. Mercy for each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, O God. Ye kuriya masterya kurumasterya kurumasterya ko. Ye kuriya masterya kurumasterya kurumasterya ko. Hallelujah, masterya kurumasterya ko. Gloria masterya kurumasterya kurumasterya. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. Father, embrace us in your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Thank you for moving in our midst this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, O God. We bless your name. Praise you. We worship you. You are God from the beginning to the end. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around us. And the glory within us. Oh, Father, be a wall of fire around us. Be a wall of fire around our children and our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, praise you. We worship you. And we glorify your name. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do in our lives. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. O Spirit of the living God, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we worship. Amen and amen. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God. I pray that you be attentive to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us this morning. I know there are some of you that are maybe tired and sleepy, but God is, He meets us here every morning. And I think I started this, we started this radio show about, the ministry started 2010, the Block Time Radio started in May 2011. Hallelujah. So that gives us in 2012, that's the, this year would be the 11th year of the Block Talk Radio. Hallelujah. And we praise God for the opportunity just to be able to be His servant and minister. And that He ministers to us every morning. Hallelujah. You know, God is faithful. And we must not take Him for granted. Even when you come into His presence, there are times we're tired. But the Holy Spirit can give you that strength. Because there may be an answer to your problem that comes through the word this morning. Maybe there's encouragement that's come through the word. Maybe you're looking for a key to open that door for you, but it comes through the word. And I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. Or it might be for somebody in your family. So wake up wherever you are and receive what the Spirit of God is speaking. Bear patient with me. I have to move according to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, I surrender completely and totally to you. Father God, let your perfect will be done during this early morning devotion as this word comes forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us complete understanding and revelation. Revelation with understanding of what you're speaking to each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Genesis 22. And it came to pass after these things, Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. Hallelujah. Abraham, when you see the name Abraham instead of Abram, please write under that name, God has already established a covenant with Abraham. When you see Abram, the covenant has not been established yet. But when you see Abraham, it has been done. Amen. In the name of Jesus, because Hallelujah. Father said, I would change your name from Abram to Abraham, father of many nations. So when you're looking at this scripture, when you see Abraham in your mind, I want you to realize that now God has given him the name Father of many nations. Father of many nations. So I have to go there because this is where the Spirit, because that's how you will begin to understand. And he said, behold, I am. He said, behold, yeah, I am. And then you underline the word I am. Behold, here I am. That's why open your Bibles and do this. Because God is speaking. You have to have that name, Abraham covenant. Here I am. And you behold, here I am. I am. And he said, now, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac. Isaac means laughter. God's going to make me laugh. Hallelujah. That son that brought joy in your life, your only son, your covenant son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall thee of, burnt offering. That is like a sin offering. Burnt offering, underline the word burnt offering, put in your Bibles, sin offering. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac, his son, and cleared the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. On the third day, underline third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his son, unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, fire in his hand, and the knife. And they went, both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, my father, he said. And he said again, here I am. Here I am. He answered, here I am. Abraham answered, God, here I am. Abraham answering his son, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb? Where is the lamb? Underline the word lamb for a burnt offering, lamb for a sin offering. So they went both together. And Abraham, my son, said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went, both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar. Hallelujah. There. And laid the wood in order. And laid him on the altar upon the wood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And last time I spoke to you for worship. Hallelujah. worship as a form of giving. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now that we see that that Abraham has this son, and he's going to put him on the altar as a burnt offering, a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. Again, I want you to see this. And he said, yeah, and I. How many times you've heard, yeah, my? You heard it 3 times. You heard it 1 time when God called Abraham, yeah, and I. You heard it again for the boys, when Isaac spoke. And then you heard it this time, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the land, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is today. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy in blessing, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed, Horiyama, shall possess, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Thou hast obeyed my voice. I do not know if you all follow these teachings in the morning. Thou hast obeyed my voice. My voice, my sheep hear my voice and follow after my voice. Obey the voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. We glorify the Lamb. We glorify the Lamb. And the Lord was speaking to me as the worship song were going. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I want you to go back over the Genesis 22. And as I begin to minister, I give you some pointers here. Hallelujah. The last time I said we got to give, God so loved the world, gave us only. Abraham giving, worship is a form of giving. Abraham is the father of many nations. God have already made a covenant with him. And even when Abraham wanted to give his servant to be an heir, God said, no, you're going to have a son. And God promises, yes and amen. Now you can't call me the father of many nations. Then you tell me to take my covenant child, that because through my covenant child, this is where all my blessings come. But yet, so you tell me to take my covenant child, to take him up to the mount, so I can sacrifice, give him up as the. That's why you got to take time to read the Bible. Hallelujah. You know why? Because Abraham, when he said, the Lord will provide. He told his son, the Lord will provide. But the thing about Abraham, he obeyed God. He believed God. He did not call 1,000 people. He believed. What has God spoken into your life as his covenant child? Before we even go further, What has this spoken? But you receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you are in a covenant relationship. It's your name. You know, that the song says, you know my name. Abraham, father, name him Abraham. But God named him Abraham, added father of many nations. Hallelujah. What is the name? Your name, it comes with a prophetic promise. Hallelujah. What is your name? When we read, I am, Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. When we look at Exodus 3, chapter 40, who should I say send me? I am that I am. What is the name? What is the name God is calling you? I'm not talking about the name your parents gave you. What, when you were called, what did God do? What is that scripture that God gave you? Hallelujah. You see, God will not call you. And he doesn't. There's a scripture each of you has. If I ask you, there's a scripture that sticks in your mind. And the Lord is speaking to you this morning, speaking to us. What is that scripture that sticks in your mind? Or what is that name that God has given your ministry? Or what is that name he has given you? Hallelujah. What is the name that has been prophesied to you? Hallelujah. Because with a name, there's a lot of characteristics that comes with the name. Hallelujah. So, do you know the name? Because your name is attached to the covenant promises. Hallelujah. And so I could go so many ways with this, but God wants me to go. What is your name? Do you believe what he says about you? Do you believe what the prophetic word, even though you don't see it, but are you obedient? Hallelujah. Or are you going to withhold your only son? Or are you going to be like Abraham and taking your watch and say, Lord, you gave me all of this. You gave me my son. I'm giving him back. And look at Isaac. Isaac was old enough. He could talk. He was old enough. He could have fought his father. But he lay there and his father by his head and everything. And was about to say, he didn't fight back. That's why the Bible says, the lamb, Isaac, the lamb. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to go deeper into this another time. What is the name? The name. You notice as Isaac is, he's not running away. He's humble. The Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knew Abraham's heart was pure. Abraham did not withhold from God. Abraham. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Isaac, apology of Jesus Christ. Thank you. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. What is your name? What is that scripture? Does anybody here know? There's a scripture that stays with you, that resounds in their minds, in their thoughts. When they say your Bible verse, you can come up with that scripture so fast. It stays with you. Everybody has something. If you're coming and start with God, there's a scripture that stays with you. What is that scripture? Hallelujah. You got to have something that you can hold on to. Is it the Lord is my shepherd? Some people say, Lord is my shepherd. What is that need? What is that need? That scripture. Someone will call you John, but God calls you another name. And that name is your covenant name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God identified those three things. He identified father of many nations, Abraham. He identified his name, I Am. And he identified Isaac. God's laugh. What is your name? What are the prophetic promises that God has released upon your life that maybe you've forgotten about? Think about it. Take this for granted. Think about it, because when you're refreshed, you have hope, and you can, sometimes you can't breathe, but God is telling you, you can breathe again, because the prophetic promises that I've released will surely come to pass. The prophetic word that God has spoken in your life will surely come to pass. Do not fret yourself because of evildoers. Just keep your focus on God. What is your name? Before we close this morning, if there's anyone on this line that can tell me, I've been teaching for the same people for years, can tell me the name, before we go, and how that scripture applies to their lives, even though it might not seem right, is there anyone? Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good morning and blessing. The scripture that ministers to me continuously is found in Acts 20, verses 24. And it reads, "But none of these things moves me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy."
Mm.
"And the ministry which I have received." I mean, just that statement says it all. It needs no explanation.
Amen.
"But that I may finish the course that I'm on, the joining, the path, the place that the Lord has me for such a time as this, that I may finish my course, my race, my journey, my travel, my tribulation with joy, because the joy of the Lord is my strength." The Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, the beautiful people of God.
Good morning, good morning.
Wherever you are in your disposition. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You see, when Reverend spoke, she said, let's finish our course with joy, our course with joy. That's a prophetic promise. Not going to finish that course with sadness, but with the joy, unspeakable joy that comes from Almighty God. Hallelujah. Okay, let me see, Pastor Young. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah.
Amen.
I always look at for the time I was small. It has been my theory. Isaiah 59:1. Behold, the Lord's hands are not shut from saving you, neither his ears are dull from hearing you. When I feed it, tells me that when I call on him,
yes,
he will hear me.
Yes.
When I call on him, he will stretch his hand to reach to me. And so I hold it on to this Bible voice in my life. His hands are never shut from saving me, neither his ears are dull from hearing me. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That, you see, that those are prophetic promises that even when she goes through anything, she remembers that scripture with that pop. Hallelujah. These scriptures, it ministers to you. Amen. It ministers. And who continues to hold on to those scriptures? Because it's very, very, very anointed. It's for you, for your personal. These promises are covenant. It's almost like God is saying, no, is there anything too hard for me to do? My hands not too short. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else before we close? Because these are things that we have to, when we going through such tribulation, when you do even have a Bible, when things happening, think about those people running when the war time, a different thing. You gotta have a scripture. You can't read. You gotta have something in your heart that you can hold on to that God gave you. You're running. What are you going to hold on to? Anybody else? If you don't know it, just remember, try to take your time today and remember, and you know what comes to you. Because there will come a time that you will be, all the scripture, especially the main one, have to be in your, be written in your heart. You can't read the Bible, no Bible, nothing. What are you going to hold on to? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Young, can you close? Do a closing prayer for us, please.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Father God, thank you this morning for waking us up this morning to come into your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you for the woman of God for what you continue to do in her life every morning. Every morning she got to come. Whether we hear or not, she's here. Giving your word. Lord, we ask that you strengthen her spiritually and even physically. Lord, cover her with the blood of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you for her. We thank you for her husband. We bless you for her children, her siblings, her nieces, her nephews. We cover each and every one of them with the blood of Jesus. Father, your word says if we go about your business, we will go about our business. She is going about her business. Continue to go about her business. We thank you this morning for the word that we heard this morning. Father, if we can remember anything, we will remember the word of Isaac. Father, we got a wood, we got a fire. Where is our lamp? And the Father told him, the Lord will provide. Jesus, Father God, you are our provider. You are our sustainer. Come and provide for each and every one of us. Provide some of us wedding. We brought to your feet this morning. Come and provide solution for us as we leave. Father, we thank you this morning for the word that we heard. The Lord will provide. You are our provider. Come and provide for us. Lord will provide for us in various ways. It might not be only food, clothing, but Lord, there are baggages that we are toting. And we asking you to be our provider because you are the solution to our problems. We thank you. We adore you. Lord, we are about to leave. We are not leaving your presence. Go with each and every one of us. Papa God, those pray the word. Let this word stick with us. Let this word be part of us today. Let our heart be joined this word today. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.